This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I want you to help calm me down. What am I missing here? The first was on Alan Lazard of the Jets. He catches a pass in that rainy game against the Denver Broncos. They're moving down the field. He's sitting on his butt, legs out in front of him, toes up, like he's doing the V sit and reach. And he proceeds to, I'm going to call it double guns, but I would say that's a little bit misleading, okay? Not even quite the Hall & Oates double guns that you and me and nerds do. When
he's not doing, hey, what's up to this guy? How you doing over there? He's not doing that.
He's doing the, like, if you make the shape of a gun with your fingers, kind of, and then you put the other fingers together and you just kind of go back and forth, mm-hmm. like, hey, let's do this. We're going that way. Like that kind of celebration. Mm-hmm. Pointing in the direction they're going. Not shooting at anybody. Not pew, 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 none of that. It's just, I'm a cool guy. You're a cool guy.
Come on, guys. Let's shake it back.
Big play. Big first down. Nobody mm-hmm. can catch passes. No one can throw the ball. No one can get yards. It's raining. There's a quarterback with negative yards at halftime in this game. They flag him for a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct because they deemed it to be, I guess, anything involving a gun, essentially, gets mm-hmm. you penalized, right? Now, I will admit, so there was a game. Let me think of what it was. It was the Drake London catch coming over to the sideline after a game-winning touchdown against the Eagles. When he came over to the sideline and he proceeded to, like, what appeared to be shoot like a machine gun or something celebration into the air. Like, he was just spraying a magazine into the air with his fake machine gun right in front of the referee.
Yeah.
And they flagged him and were like, hey, dude, it's in the rule book, man.
Come on, man.
You can't mock a firearm and you can't fake shoot things out here. We're not doing that. I got that. I totally get that. If you pretend you've got a gun and you're shooting or whatever, yes, sure, no problem. This was not that. This was little finger guns thing where he's going back and forth. And I can't stress this enough, Danny. It's not like he, like, loaded his finger and cocked it and shot it like Jordan Reed used to do, if you remember that celebration. It was not that. The other one that drove me nuts was, first of all, did you see that play with Lazard?
I did, yeah.
Thoughts?
I don't know how to describe it besides using the term finger guns. So immediately someone's going to hear that and go, yeah, but you already said.
Gun.
I don't know how to explain the gesture unless you've seen it. It's clearly not what you think of when you think of finger guns.
Correct.
It's the same thing I would do.
It's like double points.
Yeah, like if I want to shoot a rubber band and I stretch it between my thumb and forefinger, and I did that a couple times, and it's like, eh, what's up with this guy? How you doing? It's not a finger guns thing. It's not. It's a, hey, what's up with this guy kind of thing. It's not finger guns. Like, finger guns to me is different.
It sounds like a Key and Peele sketch where it's like, the third pump's going to get you.
Yeah, it's like
the, you said finger guns.
Yeah, you said guns. It. It's like if the only, and now we're getting to the minutia of finger guns. I'll go all day on this. Like, if my thumb comes down to indicate a shot, okay.
I don't think you even shoot with your thumb.
But that, well, I'm just saying, but I'm showing, I'm letting you know, like, actions happen. If I come down on my thumb like this, what just happened? A shot.
I don't think so.
But I'm just miming some sort of shooting, right? Like, all I'm doing here is sort of like, can I not have...
I think the pointer...
Can I not pretend I'm holding anything?
Now, we're going to get really deep. If he pulls the pointer finger back...
That's another one.
That's mimicking shooting.
There's no indication of any shots fired here.
All he's doing...
Yes.
Is he's doing... the way I would describe it, like, what was he doing? What happens in life when you do that? It's like, gotcha, Clary. Yeah. I gotcha. One of the, if you're on YouTube right now, I'm going to do it to the cameras. 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat. You guys get the luxury of seeing this. But it's one of those like, hey, Danny.
Yeah?
I hope you moved your car.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be towing all the cars at 6 o'clock because of the maintenance they're doing.
Oh, God, crap. I got to go.
Gotcha. who's your guy?
Yes, he did.
Who's your guy?
Like, it's not even Shooter McGavin level.
Alan Lazard, but it's kind of Shooter McGavin. Alan Lazard got penalized for that in the National Football League as a grown-ass man, a grown adult, taking on other grown men, other grown adults. I can't have it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. It doesn't need to be a big political debate. I'm not picking a side because I agree with whatever
you think. I agree
with
you guys.
But I'm just telling you, he doesn't need to be penalized for that, okay? The other one was Jeremy McNichols. Jeremy McNichols, who has been on 12 NFL teams in his career, 12, who got to play because Austin Eckler was unavailable, who got a very rare chance to get on the football field. They say, act like you've been there before. What if you never get to be there, right? What if in your entire journeyman career that dates back 7 years, 8 years, you've been there once with your lone touchdown in the pandemic year of 2020 because there was a COVID outbreak on your team or whatever. What if that's the time you got there? So he gets in the game and he's having a field day. 27-yard tutty, rips off another one exclamation point to win the game. He does the old Josh Norman, not even to the extent that Norman did it. Okay, Norman would basically grab the arrow out of the pouch on the back. He did it in a cool way. He would like shoot the arrow, pull the bow back, and let it rip, and he'd watch it fly. McNichols did a really quick, less weapon version of that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty. Unsportsmanlike. Who are you protecting? Who are you worried about? I cannot believe these are the types of things the league cares about. I can't. Fernando Rodney in Major League Baseball, who pitched forever for the Rays and some other teams. He was on the Nats during the World Series.
World Series team, thank you. That's World Series champion Fernando Rodney.
Now, he was horrific in the playoffs and for much of the regular season, but he has a World Series ring.
Yep.
He used to have this awesome celly. Do you remember his celly?
Of course, yeah, because hat's not on straight. You have to start there. Like, he just could never put it on straight. Like, he probably could have, but he never did.
You're so old.
Straightened it up.
You're so old.
I maybe face it straight.
I love how he wore his hat.
Yeah, I bet you did.
He cocked it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with having hair that you can see?
What do you mean?
Well, people have hair sometimes.
So what?
So, like, you can't have long hair on Grant's team. You tell me I'm old? Put your hat on straight also. It's a uniform.
Put your hat on straight.
Yeah.
Or tilt it to the side.
Yeah.
Just tuck your hair in it. That's all that
matters.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do, right?
Anyway, Fernando Rodney
would,
after every save, he'd walk down the mound, and he would have like one or two teammates come over to watch, and he would pretend to pull that bow out, rosin up my bow, and he would shoot it into the sky, and he would like track it with his hand, and he'd point up, and everyone would like follow this fake. It was just a thing every game in baseball. The no fun, like baseball, where nothing is allowed.
Right.
Where if you look at me, I'm going to hit you. If you don't look at the right dugout, you are villain number one. Brian McCann is still visiting the houses of people who wronged him in 2006 because they didn't run fast enough out of the batter's
box. Did you disrespect the A?
That sport goes, hey, look at Fernando Rodney. Cool celebration.
That's fun. Isn't that neat?
And the NFL penalizes you 15% of a football field after a touchdown for your 1.5-second arrow shooting celebration. Get out of here with that.
So remember when Ron Rivera, who was on the competition committee, was talking about like the idea that players in this highly competitive, you know, alpha situation, getting in car wrecks time after time, might say something to one another. And that became the point of emphasis. Like, what if after I run you over or I just stiff-armed you into oblivion, I mentioned that you just got stiff-armed into oblivion. If I say something to you, we got to penalize that. We can't have anything that might lead to anything that might lead to anything that might also lead to something that might be construed as men having a verbal disagreement that might lead to a punch being thrown or a shove or something like that. Whereas it's like in hockey, it's like, well, listen, this one check was a little hard on the good player, so we're going to have a guy walk around and drop his gloves in the hopes to they both get five-minute majors and everyone claps hard. Like, it's just such a weird thing to me that in this incredibly violent game, there's not even you're not even allowed to express any of it verbally. That's a point of emphasis wrong. This is nonsense. If you want to get rid of something, let's get rid of choreographed river dances. Let's get rid of everyone's going, row, row, row your boat. We scored a TD. I'm wasting play clock time. The special teams are trying to take the field. What are we doing? Let's get rid of that.
You don't have to get rid of that either.
If we're I'd love to. If we're picking something to rid ourselves of, this guy, that should be fine. This guy should be fine. Okay, everyone, like we rehearsed, a one and a two and a jazz hands. No, let's get rid of that. Act like you've been there once. Be a professional for 7 seconds. You could be happy. You can have fun. I can't believe it's the point of emphasis. I can't believe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.